It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
But here's what happened. Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, they've never had a guy like this. They've never had Superman. So you know what they did? They played the damsel in distress and said, come save me. And they gave the ball to Cam. And I have no issue with that. The New England Patriots are going to be all right because Superman has returned.
Oh, brother. Look, you know how I feel about this. I was fine with them moving on from Brady. I was team over Tom for a long time, as was Maz. So it was time for Brady to go, and I felt they could be just as good, if not better, without him. And, you know, and I felt that way, whether it was Stidham or Hoyer or Cam Newton or whoever, and that I believed in the system and the coach more than the player at this juncture, and that's I've been on that side of it the whole time. But now, you guys have come over way too quickly for my contrarian tastes. It's like now I'm in the majority. Like what? That was a good, solid contrarian take there that I could be, you know, stand alone there for a while. But all it takes is two games and all of a sudden we're all on the same page, which does me no good. It's like, boy, you people are a bunch of pusses. Why don't you stick to your guns? That's Ryan Clark on ESPN. Never mind the ESPN crew, which is like, oh my God, the hero worship. On that network. But the Cam Newton love, it's bugging me. And he deserves it. He looks great. And the other night was a good night. And you know how I feel about that. But it's like, what happened to all you saying it's all about Brady? And like, without Brady, what are they going to be? What all that took? They're 1-1. It's not like they're 8-0. Right, they're one. They've
lost their last game.
They lost the other night. They lost. He threw an interception that Maz had a pick six, but it could have been. It could have been a pick six.
Should have been.
Yeah. I mean, my God, that's all it took. All of a sudden, consensus, you know, Globe headline, once unthinkable, but quarterback has been an upgrade. So that after, what, 20 years of slobbering at the altar of Tom Brady, 2 weeks and a 1-1 record, and all of a sudden you had an upgraded quarterback. Yeah, you people are soft.
You know what pisses me off about it the most? Is way back when, and I'm going back weeks and months now, when we said on this program the offense could work better without Brady. People mocked us.
God.
Mocked us.
But now it's like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, they're better off. Of course they're better off. Where were you last year? It's easy to say now.
So to me, that's the big thing is like, you know, the pieces are actually trying to work together, right? They're making an effort to all work together, which is the big thing. But at the same time, I tell you, like, let's not go too far. Let's not go too far. And so the good news is, see, what worries me about Newton is that he'll get caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
Oh, the fawning cover. So there's a whole local element that bugs me, which is like, oh, when this was suggested last year, it's like, yeah, you contrarian a-hole. You know, no, and now all it takes is two games, one of which was a loss. And you're all on board? What?
I'm concerned with the franchise and maybe ownership getting caught up in all this, too, and offering a contract extension prematurely. I don't want that to happen. They have to go the whole season with this guy before they even think about doing
Jesus,
it.
But you're all still missing it. And the national guys are missing it because they're pants off, too. Like, yeah, they're better with Cam. Like, but listen to the reasons they give. They're missing it. And this is now, again, like a consensus opinion. I was watching my Greenberg program this morning. Marcus Spears was also on. Jimmy, give me that Marcus Spears cut. Are they better off without Tom Brady?
The Patriots are better without Tom Brady. But as he said it, I was glad he did. Swagoo, is that the case? Are the Patriots better without Tom Brady?
Yeah, they're better offensively. If anybody's watching, they understand why. Look, we talked about the personnel. It didn't get any better other than Cam Newton. N'Keal Harry is playing better. Julian Edelman obviously still doing his thing. But you look at Cam and the versatility he gives the offense. It's about what can you do, G. We're looking at all of these quarterbacks. Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. We're looking at even Derek Carr last night. We're looking at these young guys create things in offenses that are not the normal standard drop back, stand in the pocket and throw the ball. Yes, your personnel gets better. You buy more time for them to get open. We talked about the lack of separation from the New England Patriots last year. You know what happens now? Cam gets rushed. They can't separate. Cam moves around. Somebody finds an open area. He's playing great, man. This is Cam damn Newton we talking about. He has been making people around him better while he's been in the league for his entire career.
Okay. Is he upgraded quarterback because Cam Newton is scrambling around?
No. No, in fact, look, you can tell he hasn't watched a lot of it because a lot of Newton's success in the passing game has been dropped back at the ball out. I mean, relatively. You know, it's not Brady, but I think it's, you know, they've thrown to open areas. And
how many scramble plays did he make in this last game?
I can't remember one.
I mean, a really good throw to Edelman down the middle, the 50-yarder, that he was sort of rolling to his left. He moved a little bit, but it's not like Spears is describing, like, no one's open, there's no one to throw to, Cam Newton runs around, then of course they break free because Cam Newton buys him so much time. Is that what you've seen?
No,
no.
Not at all.
Like, you mean like Russell Wilson did to Lockett on that touchdown?
Not
where
even
he rolled out and gunned it.
Not even close. Now, Newton's been a huge factor in the running game, for sure. And you know that influences linebackers and safeties to bite up, and that's true. But this thing about, like, he's back there, no one's open, he buys them time, and all of a sudden they break free on their second or third move. That just has not happened. So is that why they're an upgrade with Cam Newton? Why are they an upgrade with Cam Newton, Maz?
Because the whole thing is working together again. To me, that's what it is that all the pieces are working together. Now, look, the one thing I would say that Newton has that Brady really didn't in the final year is a healthy offensive line. So, you know, when they handed off in the Miami game, I felt like they were able to run the ball better. Fine. But other than that, he's thrown to Harry. He's thrown to Damier Bird. He's thrown to the backs out of the backfield.
Why did it break down with Brady last year?
Because he tuned the other guys out. He wouldn't work with them.
His thought process was tainted when he looked at anyone outside of Julian Edelman. He looked at someone like N'Keal Harry and said, I can't trust you. I'm not throwing to you.
It wasn't his lack of mobility. He's never been mobile. In fact, I would say
he had checked out.
He has better pocket presence now than he did in the first half of his career, that he slides around and moves around better, at least. And I can't tell you exactly now today, these last couple weeks in Tampa. I mean, I've watched it, but I felt like the last five or so years in New England, he became amazing, last 10 years, call it, at sliding in the pocket and buying himself extra time. So it had nothing to do with his lack of mobility. It had to do with the fact that he wasn't invested anymore. His head wasn't in it. His head and his heart weren't in it here the last couple of years. And nothing to do with his legs versus Newton's legs in terms of these passing plays. I just think they're missing the boat on this.
God, please.
All of a sudden, Marcus Spears said it there. It's like he's treating it like all of a sudden Cam Newton is running around out there creating secondary plays like Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes and whatnot. And that's not what I've seen in the passing game. What I saw on Sunday night was him taking the ball in the shotgun and pretty much staying in the pocket between the tackles and finding Edelman or Harry on their original route, and not a breakoff route, not a secondary sort of move, on the first route. And that's what I saw all night. And what I saw is he was throwing to N'Keal Harry. He was throwing to Bird. He was even threw to Izzo a couple times. And you think Brady's giving those guys the time of day?
No.
No shot.
It has nothing to do with Newton's mobility or Brady's lack thereof. It has to do with a quarterback who's invested and wants to be here. That's what it has to do with. But they'll never do that. They'll never mention that because that's been critical of Brady. But that's what the situation deserves. That's why it broke down last year.
Oh, there's no question. No question. Because, again, I would say overall Newton is thrown from the pocket. Murray, you mentioned the play to Myers.
Jacoby Myers, yeah.
Yeah, was that the one where he went through the progressions and then threw to Myers?
I don't think so, no.
You remember that play?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's another one where you look at it.
I think that was a dump off to Burkhead, who was no one was around him.
But that was a from-the-pocket play. I mean, he didn't run around. Exactly. He just went through it with his eyes and dumped the ball off.
No, the one to Myers I was impressed with because Cam Newton was really never known for like pinpoint accuracy, and where he put it really low was only where the wide receiver could make a play on it. Like, yeah. That was a Brady-type play.
Look, this is I don't expect everybody to be able to watch every game, okay? These guys are national analysts. I get it. But it's the obvious lazy take. It is. It's the easy thing to say, well, Newton's creative. It's not what's happening.
They're missing it.
It's really more about how Brady played at the end than how Newton is playing now.
Yeah, but that's right.
But no one wants to go there because, again, this is like the whole Brett Favre thing at the end. He was playing like an a-hole on the field and they were praising him for it.
But it's just so easy. Brady couldn't move. This guy can, and that's why it's all of a sudden working in the passing game. No. One guy wants to be here and the other one didn't. You ever factor that in? Dang, that's annoying.
Brady wanted to leave when he had 2 years left. Do these people even know that?
Okay, so would they be better off right now with Tom Brady or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton. Like in a vacuum for this season, Cam Newton.
How about Tom Brady from when he cared? How about Tom Brady if he cares and wants to be here?
No, Brady.
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 Yeah, Brady, but he doesn't care anymore. Not here.
Not here. I don't think he wants it here. He didn't want it here. It was clear he didn't want it here. We had one foot out the door for several years. And he hung on, he made it work, and even won a Super Bowl against all odds one of those years. But his heart wasn't in it. His head wasn't in it. The time he put into it wasn't the same. That's the reason. But like, all of a sudden now Cam Newton's better than Tom Brady? Like, this is asinine. If Tom Brady gave a crap and wanted to be here, you'd be in better shape if Tom Brady were here, regardless of how well he moves or doesn't move and how well Cam Newton moves or doesn't move. Let's not lose our heads. Cam Newton is a fraction of the quarterback that Tom Brady is. But at the end of the day, they're also human beings. And that factors into it. And that human element of Brady, not liking his coach or wanting to be here, or that whole thing, it added up. And that's why it looked the way it did at the end of the year last year, not his lack of mobility. When has he ever been mobile? When has he ever created off-platform? He's been here 20 years as the greatest player in the history of the sport, and he was never that guy.
After the Philly loss in the Super Bowl, he asked Kraft if he could leave. That was two seasons ago. But how do people miss this? He asked Kraft if he could leave 2 years ago. Kraft said no. Then they won a Super Bowl, and then they finally agreed, okay, this one's going to be your last. Then you can go. But he wanted to check. He checked out 2 years ago almost.
So the fact that Cam Newton has this high ceiling and looks like he can make a run at it is great news. And it gives you a higher ceiling than even I thought you could have. But I felt this was on the table if Brian effing Hoyer was your quarterback. Or Jared Stidham. Or whatever. They needed a breath of fresh air. They needed to turn the page on that. Because the most important player in the locker room and on the field had tuned out. And so that change had to come. And that to me is the number one thing. Whether Cam Newton can move or not move. They had to move on. And I just think it misses the point, and everyone's saying it, that Cam can move around, which allows these guys time to get open. That is not what happened the other night. If you want to tell me the running game has opened up the passing game because the linebackers are sucking up, now you're closer to the bone. But don't tell me he is scrambling around out there, getting guys open, giving guys time, these scrub receivers time to get open, and Brady couldn't do that. That's not what's happening here.
No, and I would say in the Miami game, their ability to run early, particularly with Newton, did suck 8 guys into the box.
Definitely.
So against Miami, absolutely. But even against Seattle, I would say it wasn't related to the running game. I think that they schemed it. I think that they, and I don't know, maybe they're related. I shouldn't say that. Seattle watched the Miami game and was conscious of the run, and the Patriots came out and were able to exploit that.
And
so
I
take that back.
I've been at this for over a year. So has Maz. The receivers on this team look better and have a chance to be better because their quarterback doesn't hate them anymore. That's what it is, not the mobility thing. So, sorry for the rant on that, but it's starting to add up and it's just going to get worse. That Cam Newton hype train, ooh, it is chugging down the tracks, man. We got more. We'll give you more national reaction to this in the last 48 hours. It is over the top, to say the least. We'll get back to it and your calls right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, go on the Sports Hub app.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose, Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Did they say it?
Oh, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They are absolutely better, and here's why. Because their receivers are spot receivers. What does that mean? Wherever they catch it, spot the ball right there, because they ain't doing anything explosive after the catch, man. So you need to play 11-on-11 football. You know what I mean? So now you've got a quarterback who can play 11-on-11. And so now it makes the defense play differently, because right now, wherever Cam throws it, go ahead and blow the whistle, and let's move, you know, get to set the huddle, because that's what's happening. And so now you have Cam Newton, who, like everybody said, can buy time, can make plays with his legs, can be physical down in the red zone. And it's made defenses play back, whereas opposed to when it was Tom Brady with that same type of receiver, they can pin their ears back and come after Brady, who can't make anything happen with his legs. So obviously right now, with the way Cam Newton is playing, this is a definite better fit for the Patriots and this offense as opposed to last year with Tom Brady.
That's Jeff Saturday. Now it's consensus. They're better without Tom Brady. God, that didn't take long. Not way too quick. Way too quick. But I think at least Saturday's a little bit closer to the bone. That you have to respect Cam Newton's running ability as a runner, as a running back, not a scrambling quarterback, as a runner. And that may suck some things up. But, I think he's dropping back or is dropped back in the shotgun, is generally between the tackles, and is generally just throwing the ball from the pocket to guys who are kind of open, but not super open. Like, N'Keal Harry is not like he's getting this, you know, massive separation. Edelman still gets some, but he's had some balls where he's thrown to guys who've been generally covered, and he just put it on the right spot. And so I think a bigger thing is that I think it looks like he's worked on his mechanics. He's been coached on his mechanics. He's been willing to take that coaching, which is huge. You know, good for him.
He bought in.
For being able to work on your mechanics 11 years into the league, which not a lot of guys would do who've accomplished what he's accomplished, go down and break down his throwing motion his 11th year in the league. Really, a lot of those guys say, no way. And I mentioned this earlier. You know, they signed Aaron Rodgers that he'd come in here and work on his throwing motion for a new coach?
No way.
He'd tell Bill to go F himself. And a lot of star quarterbacks would. So, you know, good for Cam Newton for being, you know, humble enough or whatever, being willing to work on him, work on his game, because that, I think, has been as big a thing as anything. His mechanics and his throwing motion and him trusting the receivers, willing to go to these guys. That's been the biggest difference.
I mean, it feels like he's been pretty accountable. Like, and I mean, that's ultimately the word. Brady wasn't accountable at the end. He wasn't. He wasn't accountable to his teammates. Certainly wasn't accountable to N'Keal Harry or any of those guys.
But, I mean, you know, other than the goal line stuff, like, That was a straight passing game that they played.
No question.
Drop back between the tackles.
Yeah, no question.
Throw it, catch it, hurry up, move the ball, throw it, catch it. He wasn't running around like a maniac.
No, Newton bought in. Brady didn't. The last couple of years, Brady didn't buy in. He didn't believe. 2 years ago, after the Philly game, he wanted out. Oh, he wanted out. He asked to leave.
Everybody's gushing now for Cam. With the NFL Network, the initial reaction. This is just a mild case of it, but it's like, oh, the inspiration. Give me that, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think there should be about 15 general managers taken into their owner's office this morning, and the owner should look at them right in the eyes and say, so what didn't you see in Cam Newton? Why is he playing for the Patriots right now for the minimum wage? It makes no sense that this guy was sitting on the block. Of course, you could say the reasons why teams didn't sign him was medical stuff. You get him out there last night. This is only his second game with the team. He throws for nearly 400 yards in Seattle, and this team is playing with such heavy hearts based on the James White news and the tragedy that they got earlier in the week. Weekend. Cam just willed them back in this thing.
So now he's lifting him up after the death of, and that horrible thing with James White and his family. So now it's like, you know, even in the face of this adversity, he's leading him up over that. It's like,
this is obnoxious.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's going too far. Look, again, because again, it's really about the fact that Brady wasn't invested. Like, he wasn't. He just didn't believe in the coach anymore. He thought the coach was an a-hole. He thought they were sticking it to him, so he didn't want to invest in the talent. Look, N'Keal Harry, at the end of the day, he isn't that good. Okay, he's okay, maybe.
I think you've said it best. He's not worthy of a first-round draft pick. That's the best way to put it.
But he's got as many catches as Edelman does right now. It's 13.
And is that because Cam Newton's running around?
No.
Or is it because Cam Newton believes in him?
Because right. Cam Newton's actually throwing to him and building the kid up.
Willing to work with him.
Yes, absolutely. That's all it is, a willingness to work with him.
But to give that analysis, you then have to throw some dirt on Brady in the way he approached it, and good luck with that. But that's actually the score. But you're right, Murray. It's obnoxious. Give me Nate Burleson. He was also on the NFL Network. Listen, this is like a revival meeting. The Cam Newton worship. Go ahead.
And I've mentioned it before. Out of all the starting quarterbacks, Cam had the least amount of time to learn the playbook. Imagine what he's going to look like a month from now. Imagine what he's going to look like 2 months from now. With his ability, his arm looking good, and he was delivering rocket after rocket after rocket. And then that playbook that is built around his skill set. And I'll end it with this. We praise Tom Brady, as we should. He's the GOAT, right? Last year, we were on his side. Every day, we showed up and said, receivers got to make plays. I mean, I'm with Tom. I mean, who are these guys out here? They can't even catch the ball. They can't get open. Those receivers looked good last night with Cam Newton. That offense had a little bit better flow with Cam Newton. Now, I'm not saying Cam Newton is Brady. What I am saying is Cam Newton provides a different skill set for this Patriots offense. And like I said this summer, this offense can be more explosive than ever with Cam Newton under center for the Pats.
Again, more explosive than ever?
I can understand the excitement for any of these guys, especially a former player like Burleson, to see Cam Newton, who's like, come back. Because I think a lot of people thought he was done. Thus, the reason he was out there as long as he was and why the Patriots are the only team that had any interest. Like, the shoulder, the foot. People felt like that was going to be it for him. So I can understand it. And people should be encouraged. They should be encouraged after a loss. On Sunday night, but it was a loss. And they're talking about this guy like he would be in the conversation for MVP after a couple of weeks, and that's not true. He wouldn't even be in the top five.
It's not his skill set. It's his attitude. It's his attitude. That's what it is. And look, you've touched on it. They don't want to dump on Brady.
Attitude.
It's his attitude. Yeah. He bought in. He has bought in. The other guy didn't buy in. Like and in some way, I feel bad making it about Brady because, you know, it's I feel like I'm taking away from Newton or in this case, you're probably given. But if you take away, you can't give Newton credit just for having a good attitude when the real story is Brady's attitude sucked. His attitude sucked here the last 2 years, last year in particular.
But to suggest it could be better without Tom Brady, it was like, oh, my God, you're the devil. You know, but now 2 weeks in, you all agree. I only got 2 weeks with that take, and now I'm with the rest of you. I don't want to be there. I got to find another position. But that was, boy, 2 weeks. Do you people cave easy? John and Franklin, why are the Pats better with Cam Newton? Hello, John.
So, yep. Listen. Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So, anyway, I was ecstatic when the Patriots got rid of Brady and moved on. I was just done with his act. And like you said, he was just a sourpuss last year. And quite frankly, I just think he's a different type of person than, like, if you look at, like, 2006 Brady, I'm just talking about the person, and today's Brady, it's like two different people. And he's just, I'm just done with him, and I'm rooting against him in Tampa Bay. When they signed Newton, I was ecstatic about it because, you know, obviously it's a low-cost, high-reward thing. And the thing with me, the way I look at it is this whole season is about Cam Newton. No matter what their record is, it's about can he stay healthy? Can he show he's an MVP quarterback? And through the first 2 weeks, he's been 2015 Newton. Am I?
Okay, John, I'm just going to stop you there. The thing about Brady and ready to move on, did you call me last year on that? Or is this now? Like, where were you folks last year when this was all in front of your face about the way Brady was approaching it, but you could never go there? Because it's what? It's just sacred cowism. It's, you know, hero worship. So you didn't want to take a hard look at it then. Now, 2 weeks in, oh, yeah, they're better off with Cam Newton. Because, well, the attitude, never mind the mobility. But, you know, it's like you see it now. That's all it took was 2 weeks. And I'm going to fight it a little bit longer.
No, and you know what? It was all there. I mean, it was all there to see. And I'm not just talking about the Wickersham story. I'm talking about Brady in the preseason saying, well, we're uncharted waters here. A lot of guys are free agents at the end of the year. He was gone. He was gone. He had checked out. He was gone. Even if he was here in body, psychologically, emotionally, he was in spirit. He was gone. He was checked out.
Here's Murray's update. More Cam Newton gushing from the national media after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. ma.org.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And I'll tell you the thing that jumped out to me. His mechanics have always been kind of hot and cold. I think his mechanics now are excellent. And I've always been a critic of Cam Newton. But if that's the Cam I get, I'm good. You can win that. You Belichick, that defense, and that Cam, they are basically a vertical dimension away from being a handful. Maybe they get it in the draft. Maybe they get it in free agency. Maybe they go ahead and get OBJ. But what I'm watching right there looks like Cam has put his arms around the system. The system, Bill Belichick's put his arms around Cam. What a pleasure to watch. That's football.
That's football, Murray. Even Coward.
Boy,
why I watch.
He changes like I change. He went into the season, I think, saying they were going to be 5-11 this year.
Tankapalooza, tanking for Trevor.
This is Tankapalooza for the Patriots. Now Cam Newton is going vertical?
All of a sudden.
Win with that.
Boy, this did not take long.
Bill was never going to tank. Those people are idiots. He was never going to tank. It's just not in his makeup. He wouldn't do it.
They've played 2 weeks. They've played one good team, and they lost to them.
Uh-huh.
I'm encouraged. Like, I think they're going to be better than I thought, too. I still had them at 9-7 to win the division, but, like, this is crazy. It's been 2 weeks. It's been a good story. Let's see.
Crazy.
Talk to me after the Kansas City game in a few weeks.
And in week one, it was a high school offense.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, really, the degree of difficulty for him as a passer in week one was nil, nothing. Sunday night was good. It was good. It was eye opening. But all of a sudden, like, they've arrived. Like, Coward's got him as the franchise quarterback now. Like, honestly, like, they're gonna add the vertical threat in the draft, and they're in business. Like, I think he even said, even got Colin Coward to come around
because everyone thought they were gonna suck, including all the people who covered the team. Like, all that stuff coming out of camp. Remember how negative it was?
Yes.
So, and look, they still just have such a long way to go, but it. You know, I think they have a real team. They have a real quarterback.
Oh, Coward. You know, he's all, you want to pass the bong, Murray, and do a little Colin Coward, like, analogy here?
Yeah, sure.
Like, why Cam Newton has come around and what, you know, what the key to life is? Here, give me Give me number one, coward number one, Jimmy, if you could. Structure matters in life.
Well, let me start with this. Structure matters in life. A lot of you get it from your family. If you don't get it from your family, maybe you get it from religion. Maybe you get it from coworkers, somebody you meet. But structure is really important. Habits. It's good on your body. It's good on your stress level. Things you can count on. Structure. I know, but you're talented. I know, but you're flamboyant and independent. You want to do what you want to do. That's great. But talent without structure is what happened to Antonio Brown's career. Cam Newton has real structure, and I'm all in on it. Cam Newton, who's got all sorts of flair, just joined the best system and the best structure in the NFL. Mechanics, no more sloppy throws. Won't be tolerated. His mechanics are the best I've seen since he was a rookie. Ad-libbing, you're still allowed to do that. New England allows you to do Superman, have fun at practice, wear the big hats, have some personality, but no more series just mailing it in. No more taking it off. Every single series has a point of view.
Just all in.
That's after 2 weeks. He does realize this guy once won an MVP, and the team he was on did go to a Super Bowl. I know they lost it, but it's not like he wasn't in... Well, it wasn't like he was playing for the Tampa Bay Bucks, like how Brady now is.
But I'll tell you, I think this is the key. The commentary that he's running around and getting guys open because he's extending plays has just not happened that I've seen. I'm sorry. It just hasn't. I think week one was very rudimentary. First read, ball out, like, he only threw 15 times. And they were all short throws. The longest throw was that ball at Izzo over the, And then, you know, Sunday night opened up a little bit more, but he still wasn't running around creating all these off-platform plays. He was between the tackles, throwing to guys who were kind of open, kind of not, but he was just trusting them, and they were moving the ball, throwing the ball conventionally. That analysis, to me, I think is just, that's just not what's happened.
Right.
Colin Cowherd saying he's taking the coaching, he's worked on his mechanics.
He's right.
That's right.
He's and not only that, I think that one actually goes both ways. Like, the structure argument as sort of conceptual as it is accurate. Look at Brady without the structure. Because that's what the issue is in Tampa.
It doesn't look right down there.
No, because they don't have the same structure. It's not the same discipline. So you can use the word structure, you can use the word discipline, whatever. The system. So Newton is willing to enter it. Brady wasn't. That's what the issue is.
He was done with it.
No, I think it's two guys that were on two situations that got stale for the both of them. Because I think that was a well-structured operation there for the most part with Ron Rivera. It's not like Cam Newton played for a real crap franchise. I think it just got stale and both sides got sick of each other.
Yeah, but it's not like it is with Belichick, Murray.
I just don't think that analogy didn't work. If he was talking about Mike Vick, who had no structure with Atlanta and then had it when he went to Philly with Andy Reid, then it works there. But this, like, that felt like a stretch.
I don't know. I think it also worked. Now, look, Newton might be more willing than he was then because his career's on the line. So maybe that's what the huge variable is. But I just don't think – I think they brought him in and said, this is what it's going to be like. And on these plays, here's what you look for. And on this play, here's what you look for. And when you throw it, here's how you have to throw it. These are your mechanics. The reason why you're not accurate is because of this. And he listened.
Who's helping who more? Who's bailing out who? Is Bill bailing out Cam Newton or the other way around?
Oh, I think it's the other way around. I mean, I said this yesterday.
I'm sorry. So
I think Cam Newton is bailing out Bill through 2 weeks because if these first two games were started by either Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham, we'd be like, oh, God, this team's a disaster.
Disagree. One and one.
I think it's 50-50.
Disagree. They'd be 1-1. Sunday night wouldn't have been as fun, for sure. But you're 1-1.
They get blown the F out Sunday night if it's one of those other guys.
I don't know.
I think the reason why it's working so far is because they're both helping the other one.
He's the offense.
But the whole thing from the beginning was I use you, you use me. You resurrect my career and I'll help you out this year.
Well, I mean, again, the way it's being portrayed by some, give me Ryan Clark again, Stu. The one you let, I mean.
But here's what.
Yeah, go ahead.
But here's what happened. Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, they've never had a guy like this. They've never had Superman. So you know what they did? They played the damsel in distress and said, come save me, and they gave the ball to Cam, and I have no issue with that. The New England Patriots are going to be all right because Superman has returned.
So they're Bill and Josh are lying on the train tracks, you know, And here comes Superman to bail these guys out, because without Cam Newton, Bill Belichick would be porked. I find that asinine.
Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Bill's helping out Newton more than the other way around.
Somebody save me.
If Cam Newton went to the Chargers, I'm sorry. We wouldn't be talking about him. We wouldn't be. They'd waste him. They wouldn't know how to use him. He wouldn't have the structure, or, you know, however you want to say it. If Cam Newton went to the Chargers or another team, we wouldn't be talking about him.
Yeah, how many other quarterbacks would have come in here and run for four touchdowns in two games and 15 carries in week one?
I think the pass would be 1-1 with Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer.
Well, that might be true, because they played Miami in week one.
Well, let's not forget that.
Okay, would they look as good?
They would. Sunday night would not have been as fun.
No way. No, I think it's both. I do. I think this was the whole point from the beginning. I think this is why it works. You use me, I use you. We help each other out, and then we see, you know, see you later at the end of the year. Like, Bill gets something out of it too. He gets a, you know, a dynamic talent, a dynamic athlete who's willing to be coached. Unlike the last a-hole who was here.
All right, I promise your phone's long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, Cam's worked really hard on his throw mechanics, and I've seen significant improvement in the last, during that time. You know, Cam's the type of guy, when you point out something to him and ask him to work on it, he works very hard, and he really tries to, you know, to do it the way that you ask him to do it. So I can't ask him to do any more than what he's doing, but he's definitely made some modifications in his mechanics and his delivery. I think that's helped his accuracy and the timing a little bit. And you know, Coach Fish and Coach McDaniels, as well as Cam, you know, worked very hard on, you know, certain things that we're doing that maybe he hasn't done as much of in the past, or we're doing a little differently, whatever the case might be. But, you know, he works very hard at his fundamentals and techniques and the execution, of the passing game. And the results have been, you know, positive, and I'd say, you know, significantly better on those certain types of plays that, you know, those adjustments need to be made on.
So who do you think Bill Belichick's crediting? Himself? I mean, ostensibly, that was a comment to praise Cam Newton and his work ethic and his willingness to work on mechanics and fundamentals. But what he's really telling you there is that, yeah, we've gotten a hold of him, and we're molding him, and we're teaching him the right way, and teaching him how you should do it, and working on his release and his timing. And why do you think it looks better in the passing game? Why do you think he has the highest completion percentage of his career through 2 weeks? Is it any coincidence? This is what Bill's, I'm now speaking for Bill, what he really wants to say, which is, yeah, he's got the highest completion percentage he's ever had through 2 weeks. It's because I'm coaching him. We got a hold of him, and we're not going to let him throw the ball like a jackass, and we're going to coach him up, and we're going to put him in this spot to do what he does well. And, yeah, it's not a coincidence. Well, who do you think Bill credits for Cam Newton through the first 2 weeks?
Himself.
Thank you.
Bill.
Thank you. And you know what? So do I.
So, look, I do give Bill credit, but you raise a good point. I initially took that as praise of Newton.
No, it's all about him and McDaniels and Fish, and they're teaching him.
And it's also criticism of Brady. I think.
Now, see, I wasn't able to do that, but go ahead.
I just wonder if at the end Brady wasn't responsive to them. Maybe Brady wasn't responding anymore. So finally to the point where they said to him, Tom, tell you what. Shut up and throw. We'll take care of the receivers from now on. We're going to coach the receivers. You're just going to play quarterback. Like, it got to that stage. I think it got, there was a disconnect at the end, and it was a problem.
Okay, to your phones, as promised. Here's Joseph in Carver. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, fellas. Great show, as always. Briefly, Cam is an incredible athlete, a polished athlete. He brings to town his own brand. This is a real man doing real things outside and beyond and before the Patriots. My question to you guys is he going to last? Because if I'm representing Cam Newton, which, hypothetically I'm going to speak as I am, so once the snow comes and he's getting hit and the weather and things ain't going to look as pretty,
are
they going to indemnify this contract so that he stays the whole year?
Well, this contract's garbage. He doesn't need to preserve himself for this contract. He needs to preserve himself for the next one. And, by the way, he said today on EEI that money's not a priority for him, to which I would say then you're in the perfect spot, perfect fit. You've come to the right place, if that's not a priority for you. But I've said this all the time. If I'm him, I'm running around because that is going to put you in the best spot. That's going to put you in the best light. Use all your weapons, everything at your disposal. You have the best year. You make the most money next year, and then you think about preservation. Or, you at least get through the first couple months and you put on tape, what you're capable of. And then if you want to get conservative at the end of the year, I'm just speaking in if I were his agent. But I don't stop running now. I've just, I've got one game on tape, two games on tape. No, you want to show the league what you're, what you are, and you have to run to do that, I think.
I would say, generally speaking, if this goes and keeps going in the same direction, and I don't mean at some, a ridiculous ascension. I just mean, let's just say he keeps playing well and gets a little better every week. He's going to make a fortune. There will be someone out there that'll give it to him. So I don't think he needs to worry about the money in the short term. Because if he plays like this and he completes 65, 70% of his passes and he can still move around and pick up a 3rd-and-2, oh, someone will pay him. He's got plenty of football left.
Randy and Methuen, you're up next. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Maz. I think you got the wrong idea saying that he wasn't bought in. He wasn't bought in and he won a Super Bowl. He's got an offensive line now. You guys talk about how much time he has in the pocket, how he's going through his progressions. If Brady had that last year, he might have had a much better year too.
So you're saying the line has been that much better? I mean, it is. I think it has. I think the protection's been good.
It's stable.
And I do think this is where I will put Newton's mobility, as a runner in there, because you're probably going to approach him differently with the read option stuff and him tucking the ball and running and everything. So maybe that keeps the heat off of him a little bit. But I don't think Brady's I don't think Brady's biggest problem was his protection. I think Brady's biggest problem the last couple of years here was the fact he didn't want to be here. That was the number one thing. And that's not to tell you the protection was great. I'm just telling you, I think that first thing was a bigger factor. He's had bad protection before. He's had bad weapons before. It never looked as bad as it did here in the last year or so when things weren't going well. And that's because he wasn't the same guy.
Why do people keep leaving out the fact that he asked out 2 years ago?
See, there's one. Neener.
Again, think of that. Okay? After the Super Bowl loss to the Eagles, he went to the owner and said, I want out.
With G, who said Bill still treats him like effing Johnny Foxborough. And he asked out.
Right, that's right. It was the thing that would now be known as the effing Johnny Foxborough meeting. That he went to the owner 2 years ago and said, I want out. So how can anybody think he was honestly invested at the end?
Tim in Wakefield. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Mike. So I got two things. First, you said that nobody was around last year who was saying that maybe Brady should move on. But we were around. I think I talked to, I think it was Murray and Bedard after the Titans lost. and asked Bedard if we should move on from Tom Brady, and he said it was a good question. Second, my biggest complaint with Tom Brady last year was that he spent the whole year moping about having nobody to throw to, and I think it's because he couldn't make the throws without his velocity. I saw Cam Newton last night throw to Ryan Izzo, some guy named Bird, and I think I saw N'Keal Harry catch more than one football last night.
I don't think there's anything to do with arm strength. I think Tom's arm is fine.
Oh, it's his brain. He didn't trust those guys. He would look at anyone outside of Edelman and say, no, I don't even want to throw it your way.
Thank you. That's what it is. It was his head, not his arm. And you said after the Titans lost, maybe you could consider Brady leaving? Well, that's big of you. After they lose the last two games at home with a pick six in each game, and, you know, okay, well, then you came. How about whatever, week nine, where Tom Brady has two bad series in Houston and he's already chucking his helmet off the sideline? Like, where were you then when we were saying this doesn't look right, maybe it's time, and we were even saying it before then? Oh, I mean, to be fair, like, Maz and I started saying it in, like, 2009. So, yes, we were a little early.
Is that when we came on the air?
Fair, yeah. Yes. We were a little early. The Brady and Decline show started around 09, 10, that sort of time.
No, it was 09. That's when we came on the air.
We were early. Fine. But, I mean, I thought it was clear the last when he stopped skipping the off season. When he started skipping the off seasons, that's when I was officially out. Like, that's dysfunctional. And, I mean, I don't know. To me, the biggest thing has not been Newton's legs. It hasn't been Newton's arm. It's been Newton's heart and his head. He wants to be here, and he's invested. And the previous quarterback wasn't. And that's the biggest difference.
Like, really, again, Brady just didn't want to be here anymore. Like, so as much as we say he didn't want to work with the young receivers, I think the genesis of it is he didn't want to be here anymore. And so everything else then became a chore. Bill became a chore. The young receivers became a chore. Everything became a chore. It was a labor. He didn't want to be here at the end. He didn't want it.
Okay, so this is our lead topic right here. I just want to reset a couple quick things that Bedard said when he was here. He's got some major concerns with the defense and some really kind of scary numbers off of Sunday night's game. We'll just reset those thoughts after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met, and they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.